after the wooden beaks drag path. The priests in feather robes and wooden bird masks, fashioned to break the earth, they dance ahead of the planters, making paths for the seeds to be planted in. Young ladies follow behind the planters, head banging their long hair, lashing above the seeds like ripe golden stalks. There used to be a massive soda factory. It made a lake of Taco Pop soda. They made so much that the solar-powered air-conditioned aqueduct to store it in perfect condition, long after the city fell and the factory was abandoned, that sweet savory soda can be drawn out from far, far below ground. The legend of the goddess of the soda was born here. Images of a pink flesh naked goddess with a soda can for a head are spray painted on the walls of the ruined factory. When the people kill a people, they also kill their gods. Over the decades, the pagan pantheon slowly dwindles. Drought restrained by mummy shaman. It had not rained in 14 weeks. Relentless heat and wind. The crops would fail. The people would lose their farms. Would have to make a desperate mass exodus. They took their woes to the mummy shaman who sat across legged in underground chamber along the 10-mile barbed fence line. The humble people offered up things best not to mention here, and the mummies stared at them with living eyes. Lightning crackled the darkness that night, and by morning a torrent of rain was falling. 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 2 weeks of intermittent rain. The countryside was saved. The mummy prepared the offerings, rendering the contents into clear liquid inside. The silver pitcher was topped off. Enough sips to sustain the dead shaman for another 100 years. He had nothing but dreams and time. He crossed his legs and remained in that position for 60 years.